What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles. And I'm just hanging out. Got some more driving here going on. And I already actually recorded one podcast this week. And that one should be updated soon, probably this weekend. Got a lot of things to do. I got an album cover to finish. Really an album cover to do, because I'm going to kind of rehash the whole thing, because I don't like what I have so far. But I got a lot of exciting, cool things going on, things I'm really interested in, you know, getting knee-deep in, these projects and stuff, and I wanted to talk to you guys about them. This might very well be the last episode of this year, because the one I got already in line and ready to go, that's going to be this weekend, and then there's only like two more weeks, you know, that'll be for next week basically, and then there's only like I think two more weeks left of the year, so it's possible that I could get one more podcast out. I've gotten, you know, two out in a week before, so, you know, it's possible to do it, but we'll see. We shall see, but this may very well be the last. Might take a break because I have some time coming up at the end of the last week of the year, some time off, and I really want to, if I possibly can, focus on recording vocals for my album and stuff on that week. Don't have a lot of time to record, so if I have a chunk like that, it's really a good idea to get some recording done. So hopefully that's what I can get done. Speaking about the album, that's going to be for Match Made in Human. And what I wanted to talk about is, you know, I already talked about this a couple episodes ago. Talking about planning for the new year and all that, and I just want to go a little further into that, because I was thinking, you know, I was talking about that, thinking, oh, you know, we need to be start making these plans for the next year and what we're going to do, and, you know, I didn't really have anything solidly planned at that moment, but I just knew I needed to really start thinking about that, and what I did was I went through and kind of put together a list, and it kind of dawned on me, you know, I didn't know where I would go this year, like what can I put on the priority list, how am I going to attack this and execute it in a way that is doable instead of just kind of having these abstract goals in my head that never come to fruition or do very slowly, and a few different things kind of came up. I listened to this new podcast I've been listening to, The Art Studio with Dan Burke. I don't know if that's the exact title of it, but I'll put a link in the show notes. But one of his latest podcasts, he was talking about how people, they have these goals and you know, they complain because they never get anything done, or they spend a lot of time you know, learning and getting into, like, podcasts and preparing. Like, they do a lot of preparing but never actually finish anything and put anything out. And just kind of how people perceive accomplishment as well. Like, people will say they're getting stuff out and they're working hard on stuff, but, you know, that ends up equaling, you know, maybe a mini comic every 2 or 3 years, you know? And it's like, that's not really very much progress, and to different people, progress means different things, and he kind of brought in a story about how, like, you know, to him, he rides his bike a lot, you know, and that's what he does for exercise, but a friend of his was doing, for his birthday, I guess, he went out and rode his bike for, I guess, 100 miles or whatever. That was, like, the thing he really wanted to do. And that guy's buddies said, well, let's do an extra 50, another 50, you know, let's tack that on, you know, because we just feel like it or whatever. And the guy was like, oh, I don't, you know, I'm getting older. I don't think I can really do 50 more miles. I already just did 100. And they were kind of ragging on him and stuff. And, you know, and then this guy who does the podcast, Dan Burke, he's like, man, I'd be lucky if I can do 10, 15, 20 miles, you know. And this guy's like, you know, getting up there in age, and he's talking about, you know, he feels bad because he only did 100 miles. And, you know, progress means different things to different people. And I don't know, just throughout his podcast, he was just talking about how, you know, doing a little mini comic every other year or something, that's really, you know, it's not really that much progress. You're not going to make very much of a dent there. I mean, it's cool if it's a hobby and that's what you're doing, but, you know, that's, you got to really try to push more stuff out, you know, and if I think about the stuff I've done in the past few years, you know, I got, you know, an album out, you know, three or so years ago, and a couple mini comics out, a few mini comics out. I mean, I've done all these little other projects too, and I've kept busy and kept publishing stuff, you know, getting the podcast out, things like that. You know, it's not like I'm not producing anything, but as far as like projects, like full-blown projects, I mean, even the mini comics, they're just mini comics, you know. When you get good at comics, you could push something like I pushed out, you could probably push out in a week, you know, maybe less. Some people like are really crazy with that, with mini comics, you know. So, you know, I don't want to put excuses down, and I want to have reasonable goals without feeling guilty for not accomplishing them. Another thought on goal setting and stuff is that you should put your goals like higher than you think you can accomplish, so that, you know, you're reaching further than you normally would. And if you get 75% to 80% of them done, but you don't get the full amount, you can still consider that a success, you know. But if you get the full amount done, that's awesome. Like, wow, you really accomplished a lot. So there's kind of that mentality. But for me, I tend to get really overwhelmed. Maybe it's because I do a lot of the aspects of each project. I'll do pretty much all of it. Or I'll have some people help me out with some of it, but I'm still pretty much doing all of it at this stage. You know, hopefully one day it'll get to the point where, you know, maybe I'm making a sustainable income off of this, and I can start, you know, having people help me and maybe form like some kind of a team who produces things. You know, especially with comics, it'd be nice to have somebody help me write it. It'd be nice for me to be able to write some things and have other people draw it, you know, things like that. Or even just inking and coloring and things like that. Or with my music, you know, I do everything. The only thing I don't know how to do 100% is the mixing and mastering. But even still, I pretty much do as much as I can of that. And, you know, that's the only thing I'm not sure how I'm going to do with these albums. That I want to do is who's going to master it, you know, and really polish the sound up. But everything else I can handle, you know, the artwork, obviously, the recording, the beats, you know, from soup to nuts, I pretty much put it all together. Same thing with the comics, but I would love to have somebody else color it, that's for sure. I'm not that great with the digital colors, so, you know, we'll see. But, you know, like I said, for me, I don't think I'm going to take the approach, I am and I'm not going to take the approach of putting things out there that are harder for me to accomplish than, you know, like a huge goal that I may or may not accomplish. But, so, like, if I were to do that, I could be like, okay, I'm going to put something out every month, you know, this year. Which I've seen people do. That's not easy, especially if you have some of your goals are like really big ones, like, you know, even just putting out one issue of a comic, is you can't really just do that in a month. I mean, you can, But when you're doing everything, you know, the quality's going to suffer, you know, if you try to put one out every month or something like that. That's just crazy. And maybe someday I can build up to the point where I could accomplish something like that. But especially, you know, when you're bringing color into the mix and, you know, a lot of other things. But what I'm thinking for my goal, 2013, as long as the world still keeps spinning, God willing, I want to put out one project every 2 months. That's what I'm going to do. 6 projects in total. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, okay, I'm going to work on this project for 2 months and then I'm going to be done and then go on to the next project. I'm going to be working on all of them, you know, at different points, kind of like, you know, mixing and matching a little here, a little there. But I'm going to publish something every 2 months. That's the goal. So, you know, once one project is done, that's one less thing I gotta think about, you know. And hopefully, I don't know, you know, how it's all gonna be structured, but that's my plan, and that's what I'm gonna be talking about a lot during these podcasts. It'll give me a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, I can tell you the process of all these things that are happening. And then, obviously, I'll also have interviews and topics, you know, to go with that, journaling and stuff like that. So that kind of gives me a little bit of scope for the podcast, too, as well, and the newsletters and stuff. So yeah, 6 projects this month. And I wrote down kind of a loose thing of what these projects will be. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I even know. Like, these might change. But what won't change is I'm going to do my best to put out 6 projects this year. And who knows, maybe I'll be able to exceed that if I can really make some big dents early on. You know, maybe I'll be able to put out 7 projects or 8 projects. Who knows? But the goal is 6. So I like the kind of goals that you can exceed and feel like extra good about yourself, you know. And obviously it's not all about feeling good about yourself, but at the same time it's so discouraging sometimes when, as an artist, a musician and things like that, to be doing this stuff when you don't have solidified goals, and maybe you have a goal that's way too big for what, you know, you're trying to do, and you lose sight and you get distracted and it goes slower than you want, and you know, it gets super discouraging. So I like the fact that my goals are doable. They are still a challenge to do 6 in a month or in a year, but it's doable. And if I can exceed that, it'll be even better. And being encouraged about that kind of stuff, you know, I got to give myself at least that advantage, you know. Because there's so many other things that are going to push me to not get these goals taken care of, you know. So yeah, that's kind of my thing. This is going to be kind of a shorter podcast, but what I am going to do is go through the goals that I have. The loose, you know, ideas. First and foremost, and this is going to be a real challenge, but if I can do it, it's going to be awesome. And I'm still on the fence whether I'm going to do a Kickstarter for it or not. The Kickstarter is all set up and ready to launch, but I'm not sure if I want to go into, like, begging for money for the thing and stuff like that. We'll see. But I could use it. Could certainly use the money to put it out. If I don't do the Kickstarter, then it'll just be go out on a smaller scale, which is fine. But first and foremost, I want to get the album out, Match Made in Human. So that will be, if things go to plan, that will be released late February, early March. So that would be cool. Like I said, I have a lot of it written. I have this vacation coming up. I really want to get as much recorded as possible. That's a tough one. It takes a lot of time to record these verses and stuff. But maybe if I have that chunk, maybe it will be possible to just, like, get kind of in a groove. Like when I record a verse, a lot of times, you know, it takes a lot of takes before I get the verse right. A lot of it is because I don't have it memorized necessarily. You know, it's written down on a piece of paper in front of me. And so, you know, we'll see. Maybe I can do some preparation to memorize them. We'll see. I'm not sure. But I want to record as much as possible. And then if I can get that done, I'll have a good jump start on my first 2 months, because the first 2 months haven't even started yet. And then, you know, I have to create the album artwork. And I have to record the rest of the album, get it mixed and mastered. You know, I'll have some collaboration, so I got to make sure I get those people to get that stuff done. But I'm not going to have a ton of collaborations on this album. I already have one actually recorded and in the bag with my buddy Jonathan Toth from Hoth, also known as just like J Toth. But he's from the Frozen Food Section. I think it's thefrozenfoodsection.com if you want to check out his stuff. That's his, like, indie label. And he's from St. Louis. Really, really cool artist. So, yeah, check his hip-hop stuff out. It's really cool. He's kind of he's not your average hip-hop artist. Like, he has a really awesome underground, like, boom-bap feel. But, like, he sounds like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, he's not like your ghetto type of dude. Like, he's kind of got this, it's hard to explain. Like, he sounds like a white guy, and I know that's kind of racist or whatever, you know, or not racist, but like stereotypical, but that's what he sounds like. Like, he pronounces his R's, like, more than most rappers do, and I don't know, like, he just sounds like that, but he's freaking dope. Like, I love his music. One of my favorite rappers, and it's, like, awesome that I was able to get him on this project. I've been wanting to collaborate with him for a long time. So, yeah, check his stuff out. Awesome. J Toth. So that collaboration is already recorded, done. I got it in the bag. I just have to record my verse. Can't wait to get my stuff recorded. So that will be a pretty much finished song outside of the mixing and mastering. And, you know, I'll show, like, little leaks and previews and stuff throughout this whole process. But, yeah, so that's done. The beats are all set because they're all done by my boy Engelbert, who's also kind of from that Frozen Food Section thing. And, from St. Louis, and but he lives in the UK right now, and I think he's kind of more on his own now with his thing. But so that will be awesome to get that album out once that album's done. I don't really know what order I'm going to do all these things, but I have another album I want to do, and this one's going to be heavy on the collaboration side. And it's called Comzilla, which I've announced already on this podcast. And it's just going to be kind of like a thing. I have all these old beats that have never been put to use. And, you know, they're still good for nowadays, too. So I'm going to try to use a lot of those. I might make some new beats. We'll see. Today I actually got in my email collaboration finished from Kazmeta. So he's going to be on one of the songs. And his boy... Another dude is going to be on it as well. This dude named Wonder Brown, which is from his crew. He's actually got two crews with him. One is just him and Kazmeta and Wonder Brown. That's Dark Brothers. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a complex collaborating with Dark Brothers song. But they're also in Scribbling Idiots, another crew. It's like a really big crew that they're in, which is really dope. And so that's going to be a really cool song. I can't wait to put that out because it's already sounding awesome. But yeah, so that album is going to be a lot of old beats that I put to use. I might even bring in other producers, we'll see. But there's going to be a lot of collaborations and just me kind of just spitting like raw lyrics. Like I'm not like trying to go like super heavy on the concepts, but just like really, I just want to go nuts with the lyrics. Like I love just writing lyrics and putting together like crazy rhyme schemes and punchlines, and just the art of lyricism is one of my favorite aspects to this hip-hop thing, and probably what really attracted me to start making the hip-hop music. So that's what that's going to be. And that one, I think I'm going to do like either like, I don't know, like a webcomic type of, or like a video comic short type of thing, like animated shorts or whatever, or I'm gonna do like a comic version of it, and then in the comic you can download the CD, or maybe it'll be a physical CD. I'm not sure how that's gonna shape, but it's definitely gonna be a heavy art slash music mix, and it's gonna be fun. I've already started doing some drawings of like Godzilla slash hip-hop character type things and stuff, so that's gonna be fun. Really kind of a melting pot of a bunch of different things. That's what that project's going to be. But I think it's like going to be a fun experiment that hopefully will turn out to something really cool. So I'm really excited about that. Third, what I'm going to do is a glyph comic. Like a full color, like, glyph comic. Like you would see on the shelves of any comic store. You know, that normal floppy style comic. And I think what I'm going to end up doing is exploring where he lives. It'll be an adventure of some sort, and I think he's going to be introduced to Mrs. Sedgwick, which I put out on the newsletter and in the blog. It's the character who will be kind of the guide archetype, and she's going to kind of help him discover what his powers come from, where his powers come from, and what he can, you know, the extent of what his powers can do. And, you know, I'm working on what the theme's going to be and what his goals are going to be and stuff. So I'm going to be really kind of working that story out a lot with these podcasts, trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And, you know, that will be the first in a series of, I don't know, who knows, maybe it'll just be an ongoing comic that'll be collected in trades and then graphic novels as it goes along. I'm kind of thinking that's where it's going to go, building the story as I go along, kind of in a Marvel style where it's like, I don't know, where it's kind of like loose, but it has a basic story premise, but, you know, with the a lot of emphasis on like villains coming in, and like each issue has a villain type of thing, and you know, just kind of fun action comic with you know, some interesting themes going on. And you know, I kind of envision it like the Spider-Man type of thing, but maybe more epic. Epic meaning there's a larger storyline going on, you know, that has, you know, some profound things, but also it's fun and stuff like that. So that's kind of my very loose, abstract idea of what Glyph is going to become in the floppy stage, you know, and what I've kind of started with the mini comics as well. So there's that. And then this next one, number four, it's something that will kind of go along with the other projects, but I'm not sure what form it's going to take. I feel like it would take 2 months to really put this together, even though it's just one small thing. And it's not really a product I can sell. We'll see how this develops throughout the months. Maybe this will just end up being a side project, depending on how long it takes me. But animation is something that takes a long time, especially when you're only one person doing it. You know, it's going to be somewhat limited. It's not going to be your full-fledged, like, Disney thing, obviously. I'm only one person. But just a music video, that's going to be like one of the projects for a month. It might be like two or three, you know, music videos, depending on how I can get this done. I want to make as many music videos as possible, animated music videos for as many of the songs as I have made as possible. So we shall see. That's very much in the abstract realm at the moment. But we'll see how that develops. Number five would be Ted. The idea I've had for a webcomic for a long time. I don't know if he's going to come through as an animated short or a webcomic or both. But what I'll do, that project will entail, will be kind of a package of content. It'll be like, I don't know, 5 to 10 webcomics and or a few episodes animated of Ted. And it'll just be like short, funny things. And like I said, I don't really know how that's going to take shape. But if you haven't seen it before at all, like, I've only done drawings and concept things so far. But Ted is like Oscar the Grouch meets gardening. But not really. That's kind of a silly way to put it, but I haven't really figured that out yet. But he's basically a flower, like a daisy flower with a bad attitude, who kind of a bad attitude, but he's a lovable bad attitude character. And he thinks that, you know, just being in a field of flowers is kind of lame. You know, all his friends are like daisies and stuff and other flowers that just kind of, they're happy to be flowers and they're happy to just kind of hang out in the daylight and grow and sing their little flowery songs and just be sweet and, you know, whatever life throws their way, they don't really care. They're not too worried about it. But he's not happy with that. He wants to find some purpose in this life. So, you know, he's going to go on kind of be, try to figure that out. And he also likes things that other flowers don't normally like video games and dubstep music and hip-hop music, and like, he might be into metal too. Like, he's into all these crazy things that flowers would never even think of being into, you know. So it's just gonna be silly, really silly antics with that. And he's got other friends, like he's got a bumblebee friend, and there's some funny things that are going to come out of that. And I don't know how to write, like, jokes and humor and webcomics and stuff. So that's going to be a process right there, just learning how to write these things. I actually did do, like, a strip comic at one point where I had somebody else write it. And that was fun. I'll have to put those up someday. This character I created, Quag. But, you know, I never really wrote them myself, and I know it can't be too difficult, because they're only little small strips, and they're jokes combined with comics, and, you know, I think I can figure it out, but it's definitely going to be a learning process, and we'll see how this all comes out. And I'd like it to have kind of a loose story as well. You know, I don't want it to just be, like, just willy-nilly, like, one-shot things that don't have any connection to the other things. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But that's definitely, I want to launch that this year, so that'll be one of the things I launch. And then last but not least, something that I've been working on with my buddy Will McKenzie, which is, we actually recorded kind of a test of it with one song, but it's going to be another album. And this will probably come later in the year. You know, it's just kind of a fun thing that I'll probably put out for free. But it's just going to be a collaboration album. We'll see. Maybe there'll be a product of it. Who knows? But it's going to be a collaboration album, and it's going to have a comic book theme. Comic books and hip-hop somehow meshed together. He's a huge, like, fanboy of comics and toys, and he's also an illustrator. And he's also a huge fan of hip-hop. He's been around for a little longer than me, and he knows a little more about all that stuff. He's like a super, like, kind of got that super geek knowledge about stuff that I wish I had. And I actually learn a lot from him, and it's going to be fun. But, like, his style of rapping and stuff is kind of like an old school more style, which is awesome. Like, I think that's going to be fun to kind of have my style, like, underground, more new school stuff mixed with a old school style. But he's got, like, more knowledge with all this stuff than I do, and it's going to be a fun mix. I guess he wants the title to be True Believers, like kind of that whole thing that Stan Lee did a long time ago. Like, that was one of his kind of mantras, like, for the people who followed Marvel Comics and stuff. So, you know, we're kind of, I guess, going off of that. So we'll see. And I don't know what the album's going to be called. We shall see. There's just been some thoughts and things going on in development. But that's going to be something I'm going to kind of have to put more work in on the beats and stuff as well. So, you know, it's going to be a process. But he'll probably come over and record at my house, and you know, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun thing that we do kind of throughout the year, and hopefully by the end of the year we can put out a product, and that'll be fun. So, yeah. That's that. And, yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell what the year is going to look like. You know, some of these goals might change. The definite ones are the album Match Made in Human, Calmzilla, and Glyph Issue 1. Those are the ones I really want to get out, especially more than anything. And then the other ones hopefully will come through the animated music video, the Ted mini web comic, and the comic book album with Will McKenzie. So yeah, that's what I'm looking towards for this next year, and hopefully we can get this thing going. Should be fun. And once again, you know, thank you guys for listening, and you know, I appreciate you guys' input on all this stuff too. So, like, as I go throughout the months working on this stuff, you know, please feel free to email me at plex@plexhop.com, or, you know, comment at plexhop.com, whatever, you know, in all these blogs, the newsletters that I do, things like that. You know, give me feedback, Facebook, Twitter, wherever, you know, and let me know if you have ideas, you know, to implement. If you want to submit any kind of fan art for anything, you know, feel free. And I'll probably be working with you guys a lot with some different projects, and I'm definitely going to be focusing business side of things. I'm going to be focusing a lot on commissions and stuff this year, and I'll be putting out little things here and there, prints and all that stuff, experimenting with that kind of stuff. I'm going to continue with the comics thing, maybe put out little mini comics, who knows. There's going to be side projects and stuff. But these are my main goals that I don't want to lose sight of. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot to take on. It's definitely going to be a challenge, but I think I can do it. And I think it's important to have a plan, you know, even if it's at least a loose plan in place, you know, because otherwise I'm just going to go through and not get anything done, and, you know, I'm not going to know even, I won't even be able to measure, you know, whether or not I was successful that year or whatever, you know. I think it's important to at least have those kind of goals. So, one project every 2 months, and that's how it's going to go. Thank you again for listening. You guys are awesome, and I will talk to you possibly next year, or which would be in a couple weeks, or maybe next week, so we'll see. So thank you again for listening. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.